Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
The second half of the tribulation. Antichrist demands worship. Silence in heaven. Don't take the mark. Christ, Yahweh's return. Second coming of Christ. Are you ready to meet Yahweh in the air?
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. My, oh my, and praise the Lord. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Welcome to this program. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God, speaking to the remnant of God in the peoples of the earth, the last day's signs, the end times. They sure are here. Are you ready to prepare the way of the Lord? Now for tonight's last day's end times quick Bible study. King James Version, of course. James chapter 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Watchman comment. The intimate alliance of God with the people of Israel was likened unto a marriage. Those who relapsed into idolatry were said to have committed adultery as they played the part of a harlot. Some other meanings of adulterers and adulteresses was to be faithless to God, to be unclean, and to be apostate, meaning renegade, which made them guilty of apostasy. The word enmity suggests the bitter attitude or feelings of an enemy or of mutual enemies, hostility and antagonism. Enmity denotes a strong, settled feeling of hatred, whether concealed, displayed, or latent, usually expressed in active opposition, attacks, hostility, etc. Sounds like the world we live in today, does it not? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. I pray that is not you, my friends. And if you listen to this program, you will never be an enemy of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray I'm doing that job well. Enough said, get right and get ready. Glory to God.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Who are you, my child, that you would resist my name and refuse to hear my voice, saith the Lord? For I am the I Am. I am the Almighty One, the Everlasting One. For nothing that can come against you can stand if you stand in me, saith God. For the things of this earth must not be a drawing unto you, but the things that are above must be the most important in your life, saith God. Yea, I say unto you, saith the Lord, the struggle that the earth shall go through shall be even greater than what you have experienced. And those who do not have me will fall by the wayside, as my word says. For their roots do not go deep enough to hold them firmly and strongly, saith God. So get roots that are in me. Get the root of Jesse, my son, saith the Lord.
Yea, there's a champion coming into thy camp, saith God. Yea, he is coming forth, saith God. He is coming with power, saith the Lord. He is coming in might and strength. He will not be defeated, saith the Lord. He shall defeat the Antichrist and the armies. Yea, even of the nations that oppose him even this day and have set a standard against him. There is many Antichrists in the world today, saith the Lord. But there is one coming to lead, saith the Lord. And he shall oppose the Lord Jesus Christ, and that will be his downfall, and it shall be your victory when you shall march with me and shout with me, saith the Lord.
Now tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the Book of Luke, King James Version. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Luke chapter 24, verse 25, as I said, King James Version. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Watchman comment. The word fool speaks to the unwise who simply do not know, or even worse, those who refuse to know or understand. Slow speaks of those who are dull, stupid, slow to apprehend or believe. Or again, even worse, those who are inactive in their belief of spiritual giftings. Heart belief is the center and seat of our spiritual and physical life. We are entrusted with belief through faith when we are saved. And the Lord expects us to not only grow our faith, but to exercise our faith, amen, and our belief. Don't get lazy. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Now the time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready. These believers obey Jesus and are spiritually sponsoring the first half of tonight's program. Ed from Pennsylvania and another Ed from Alabama. And Ed from Alabama, I didn't get your offering in time to use it on the 7th, so I'm using it tonight. Father, bless them and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts. And also bless all the listeners tonight. Thank you, Lord. Amen. There was no sponsor for the second half of tonight's program. It takes quite a bit of money to sponsor science programming. Also, there are no more program sponsors on my list for January, and that's not good. January is turning out to be more difficult than December was, and this program is listener-supported. Would you pray and ask God if you should help? I know things are hard. And I do understand that. So if I have to drop another program, I pray you understand, as this program has no big money backers, just regular folks like me and you who have very little to give. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming, Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
The other side of the fence. Oprah is talking to Joel Osteen. Will a gay person be accepted into heaven as you see it? Answer, quote from Pastor Joel Osteen. I believe they will. Sometimes we look at gay as being a bigger sin than being proud or not telling the truth. I don't think God categorizes sins. Close quote from Joel Osteen. Watchman comment. This so-called pastor, Joel Osteen, seldom if ever preaches about sin. And that's the truth. And apparently, he does not know his Bible very well either, as Yahweh does categorize sin in his word. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, King James Version. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, that's gay men, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, that's homosexuals, lesbians, transvestites, etc., etc., shall inherit the kingdom of God. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. The shoe of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Leviticus 18:29. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cut off. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. Watchman commenting on those verses. I could take up the whole program quoting verses like that. So what part of thou shalt not and abomination does Joel Osteen and Oprah not understand? Oh, I see. According to them, their opinion trumps Holy Scriptures, huh? Continuing. Pestilence Watch. New deadly disease outbreaks monitored in Uganda, India, and the Philippines. A mystery disease has killed over 100 people and infected more than 2,000 in northern Uganda. The disease, first reported in September of 2009, has since been dubbed nodding disease as it leaves its victims nodding. The disease is characterized by head nodding, mental retardation, and stunted growth, and causes young children and adolescents to nod violently while they are eating. And also this, deadlier form of TB reported in India. Tuberculosis, which kills around 1,000 people a day in India, has acquired a deadly edge. A new entity obviously called totally drug-resistant TB, that's TDR-TB, has been isolated in the fluid samples of 12 TB patients in the past 3 months alone at Hudunja Hospital in Mahim. While Iran first reported TDR-TB cases 3 years ago, India seems to be only the second country to report this deadly form of disease. That report is a fulfillment of this prophetic word I spoke a couple years ago.
Yea, saith the Lord, did I not tell you long ago, and many have forgotten, that old diseases would come again, some with new names, but they would still be the same old disease. And have you not seen that, and are you not seeing that now? For out of the depths of hell comes upon the earth a new calamity, a new disease, a disease that man will call new, but it is not new. And I say unto you, it will destroy many. Hang on to me, for I am your refuge from this disease, saith God. For those who love me and those who honor my name will not see it come nigh their door, saith the Lord.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing. Suspected Islamic extremists arrested in alleged Florida bomb plot. Asmakuk, a U.S. naturalized citizen who was born in the former Yugoslavia, allegedly wanted to buy an AK-47-style machine gun, Uzi submachine guns, high-capacity magazines, grenades, and explosive belts. He also wanted to use the car bombs similar to those used in Iraq and Afghanistan. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, warned many times this was coming to America. Do you believe me now? There are many such sleepers in the USA, numbering up to the thousands, and that's the truth. Better get prayed up, my friends. And another, also USA. Colorado couple seriously injured while driving as package suddenly explodes. A bomb that seriously injured two people in a Colorado town was left beside their car in a paper bag with their names written on it, police said. The couple found the bag as they were preparing to drive to Boulder, Colorado, and they put it in the car with them, the police reported. The husband told investigators it exploded as his wife began to open it when they had driven about a block. Watchman comment, now I warn you, this is the second incident in the last week. So be careful, be watchful, be prayed up. Amen. However, let me tell you this. His wife had received death threats in 2010 after a dog bit her and the case went to court. But a bomb over that? My, oh my. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Continuing. New USA bill known as the Enemy Expatriation Act would allow the U.S. government to strip USA citizens without conviction. First, Congress considered the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, sections of which gave the U.S. President the authority to use the military to arrest and indefinitely detain Americans without trial or charge. Congress is now considering H.R. 3166 and S. 1698, also known as the Enemy Expatriation Act, EEA, sponsored by Joe Lieberman, Independent Connecticut, and Charles Dent, Republican Pennsylvania. This bill would give the U.S. government the power to strip Americans of their citizenship without being convicted of being hostile against the United States. The fact that the war on terrorism is a little ambiguous and encompassing, any action could be labeled as supporting terrorism. The new law could change a part of the U.S. Code 1481, so even though the language of the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, has been revised to exclude American citizens, the U.S. government now merely has to strip American citizens of their citizenship, and the NDAA will apply, and they will be able to do so without convicting the accused in a court of law. Watchman comment, "Oh, how many times have I warned not to believe these U.S. Democrat communist socialists, and now even the independents and Republicans are getting into the act. My, oh my, come soon, Lord Jesus." Revelation chapter 22, verses 20 and 21. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Signs that the U.S. public schools are rapidly being turned into indoctrination centers and prison camps are being reported. Number one, all 50 U.S. states are now constructing federally mandated databases that will track the behavior and preference of all public school students in America throughout their entire school careers. Number two, all over America, students are being taught that the First Amendment does not apply in public schools. Expressions of free speech in school are often cracked down upon very hard. For example, one group of high school athletes was recently suspended for T-bowing in the hallways of their school. Number three, in some U.S. schools, RFID chips are now being used to monitor the attendance and movements of children while they are at the school. Number four, even five-year-old children are now being handcuffed and arrested by police in public schools. Number five, Texas police gave 1,000 tickets. What? To elementary school kids over a recent six-year period? My, my, my. Number six, if you can believe it, a certified TSA official, those are the guys that are at the airports, don't you know, was recently brought in to oversee student searches at the Santa Fe High School school prom. Number seven, in some U.S. schools, armed cops accompanied by police dogs, that's what this thing is saying, I don't believe that, but it could be true, actually conduct surprise raids with their guns drawn. Number eight, the U.S. government is now encouraging children to spy on their parents as part of the war on terror. If a school official hears that a parent has said the wrong thing at home, that parent could potentially get labeled as a potential terrorist. Number nine, all over the United States, tasers are increasingly being used to subdue high school students. Watchman comment, my, oh my, is this the United States of America or a Nazi police state? My, oh my. I told you for years our freedoms were leaving quickly, that we would soon have no freedoms at all. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Encountering the dead. Unbelievable as it sounds, one of the latest New Age temptations to confront both the world and the church is to encourage spiritual and religious seekers to talk with the dead. Oh, brother, what occult, satanic, oh, my goodness, continuing. In this maneuver, we can see the adversary's ploy is to further open the door to a seducing spirit world. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Demonic spirits that impersonate deceased loved ones will attempt to convey new understandings and new revelations that will contribute to a new worldview. Watchman comment, another definition would be the New World Order. Continuing. This will ultimately lead to a deceptively contrived world peace. This deceptive peace plan was warned about in the Bible. Daniel chapter 8, 25, Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 through 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, Revelation chapter 13, etc., 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 continuing. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "The Roman Catholic Church is the masterpiece of Satan and the queen of iniquity." This popish rubbish, Charles Spurgeon said, was found in layers, first one doctrinal error and then another, and then another and then another and then another, till at this time the errors of the Church of Rome are as countless as the stars, as black as midnight and as foul as hell, said Charles Spurgeon. "Her abominations reek in the nostrils of all good men. Her idolatries are the scorn of reason and the abhorrence of faith." A master excavator was Martin Luther. How grandly he laid bare the glorious foundation of justification by faith alone. Watchman comment. That was from the writings of the greatly renowned Baptist preacher Charles Spurgeon. Continuing. Seven major prophetic signs of the second coming. Number one, Israel will be in the land. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 8 through 12, chapter 37, verse 21. Two, Jerusalem will be in Jewish hands. Luke chapter 21, verse 24. Three, a Muslim coalition armed and led by Russia will attack the Holy Land. Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 through 6. 4. The ancient Roman Empire will reemerge as a political force. Revelation chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. 5. The world will embrace a single religion. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. 6. The world will accept a single government. Revelation chapter 13, verse 3. 7. And lastly, Babylon will reemerge as a prominent city in world affairs. Revelation chapter 18, verses 2 and 3. Are these the birth pains spoken of in Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 through 8? My. Continuing. Paying for gas with cash. You may need to swipe your driver's license. My, oh, my. To help cut down on pump and runs. When drivers peel off from a gas station without paying, you may start needing to swipe your driver's license. One gas station in Michigan in the USA is already testing out that technology. Continuing. Obama flouting Article 2, Section 2 of Constitution when he said, "I refuse to take no for an answer," when asking Congress to do what he wants. USA President Barack Hussein Obama defended his decision to go ahead and appoint Richard Cordray as head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, without securing the Senate confirmation that is required by the U.S. Constitution. Watchman comment, "Well, folks, I warned you, and now America is under a dictator who is no longer fearful of what he is saying or doing." Dictionary definition of a dictator: a ruler with absolute power and authority, especially one who exercises it tyrannically, one whose pronouncements on some subject are meant to be taken as the final word. And another like that one. Obama again bypasses Congress, appoints three to labor board. While union leaders praise the move, Republicans threaten legal action and said Obama is setting a dangerous precedent by ignoring the will of Congress. Watchman comment, "These union leaders are Democrat communist socialists who could care less about America as long as they get fat off the union dues that they get. And Obama is just giving them the excuses they want. There's not much difference between a union president and Obama. You get told to do what you do, no matter what you do, even though the vote comes and it's one way or the other." And another like that one. Despite the fact that the Senate isn't even dragging its feet on these appointments, and despite the fact that the Senate has been adamant that it is not in recess, Obama arrogantly applied to himself the power to declare the Senate was in recess and to circumvent the entire Constitution process for Senate confirmation of constitutional officers. This is audio of the voice of the United States President Barack Hussein Obama.
The original Constitution, as well as the Civil War amendments, but I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws in American culture, the colonial culture nascent at that time.
Do you believe that? This is the President of the United States speaking. My.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document. And I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws in American culture.
My. There is not one true American who would ever say that about the Constitution of the United States of America. My. This is the Prophecy Voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Stay tuned for another True Truth Quick Bible Study. As the program finishes, dear friends, please take the time to write me this week, and when you do, please pray about including a love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep Signs on the air. Are there any faith walkers listening tonight who enjoy this program enough to pray about sending support to keep this program on at this time? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." I can't stay on without your help, friends. Just write Signs, spelled SIGNS PO Box 122 Town is Lisle. Spell that LISLE New York, abbreviate NY, zip code 13797. Now for tonight's ending True Truth Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. "And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The high priests of ancient Israel wore a crown of pure gold on their heads called a nezer, which comes from the word nazar. This word Nazar means to dedicate, consecrate, and sacredly separate. Nazarite comes from this root and describes someone who has taken a vow to be separated from the world. New Covenant believers are called a royal priesthood, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and are called to live a holy life dedicated to God and separated from the world in thoughts and intentions. However, this is not always an easy task for us as Christians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." So think about such things as truth, right, and pureness, and be blessed, my friends. So get right and get ready. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches." Now I preached all their call in a church service by Pastor Fox.
And today is the day of salvation. Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now." My friend, don't come later. Come now.
Thank you, Pastor Fox. Are you tuned in to what he had to say? Please tune in. Frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night. It is those who get blessed who give openly to support. Amen. Thanks for tuning in tonight, my friends, to Signs Radio. I make the effort to do the research for you, and I ask you to make the effort to write me and include an offering if you can, and call me to bless me back. Here's that number. Are you ready to dial? Just pick up the phone and dial as I say it. If you get a busy signal, keep using your redial. I sure would appreciate as many getting in tonight as possible, especially some of those who are listening outside the United States. U.S. code 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, if you wrote it down, you'll want to check it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending something this week, no matter how small. Thanks. Blessings and Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.